he told your team that they embraced the challenge, so did they?
I thought they did. I thought they played well. I don't think we had a passenger tonight. They responded. I was kind of hard on them in practice the other day, and they responded. I liked the way pretty well everybody played tonight.
Especially that first period. Can we just talk about that? It looked like you went a territorial advantage for 15 minutes. Did you see that? Sounds like
too? Yeah, you know, they do a couple of, you know, high-level plays. We're just trying to make sure we stayed in their face. You give them time and space, obviously, they'll hurt you. So, we stuck to the game. They stuck to the game plan, played a good 60 minutes.
And you had no hesitation rolling out the Martinick line against the big guns, right?
No, they did a nice job. But, obviously Steps line was nice. That Devo's line was good, and Stromer. That was a big goal, him to Perlini. So, like I said, it contributed. You know, we have a couple of big defensemen that are out for us, and I thought Murphy did a nice job for us. You know, I got to give all the defense credit tonight.
How about the challenge? Was there any hesitation as you heard from Steve Peters on that?
None at all.
Yeah.
None.
Rick Murphy, you mentioned, he's certainly seizing the opportunity here. He's, you know, scores a goal in his second game. But what did you see from him beyond the goal tonight?
You know, he's got some poise. I like he shoots the puck. He was firing the puck there, like three shifts in a row, and he ended up getting a goal. I got to tell you, he defends, if you want to say a weakness, maybe somebody says defense, defended. I don't think so. I think he was quickness. He did a nice job for us tonight, filling in for Hammer and JD. So, I'm proud of the guy. He got a nice goal for us.
He's had three partial breakaways in the first period, yeah. Another one late. It looked like they had some jump and maybe a little extra jump because there was an interesting scenario in the goal. You had Louis Domingue. They wanted it, didn't they, your guys tonight?
Yeah, no, we wanted to get a lot of shots. I mean, Lou's been playing well for Tampa, but beside that, yeah, we had about three or four breakaways. Didn't cash in, but what I liked about it is we blocked the shots to get those breakaways. So defensively, we did a nice job to get those breakaways.
Dylan Strome's been back a week now. Tom, what do you think of how he's played in this stretch?
Yeah, there's parts of the game I like, and there's certain parts he's going to have to get better. And, defensively, he's a little bit slow defending sometimes. The one positive, I like him through the neutral zone. He's good at taking pucks off the rush and creating some off the rush. That's a good thing. But defensively, we've got to keep working on him. He's got to get a little quicker in our D zone. But, we've got to keep playing him and see how it goes.
You wanted to see something from Brendan Perlini. You sat him down,
yeah.
Talked to him. Did you get that tonight?
Yeah, I thought Pearls was a lot engaged on the boards. When he is engaged and he gets low, he wins those battles. He's going to be a really good hockey player, and you saw tonight with that shot. And that's his bread and butter. He's just got to work on some other parts of his game, and he responded. I like guys that when things don't go well, they respond.
Kind of ironic that Keller gets a record-setting goal on an empty netter. We were kind of laughing about it. But what's your reaction to what he's accomplished? I know we ask you all the time, but now that he's done it,
he's for me. I mean, obviously he had a great start, but the last 20 games, I've really liked his play. He's engaged. He wants the puck. Great players want the puck. They want to be in those situations, and he's doing that. So, I keep calling him a hockey nerd. He loves the game of hockey, and listen, you guys had a hell of a year for us.
And we got the news today that Chalmerson's out for the season, Rick. I mean, we were all kind of expecting that. But
yeah.
What does that mean for the last week? Or, I'm sorry, 2 weeks.
He's a big loss. Hammer's he's an all-in guy. Dressing room guy. Obviously, He's played well, but especially the last 20 games. I'm a big fan of Hammer, and good thing with him is he's got plenty of time to rehab. He's in great shape. And I just talked to him today on the phone, and he's going to come back stronger than ever. So, a big loss, but Hammer's a big part of our team.
Thanks, man.
Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks,
guys.